Thank you, Brother John, for the message. Surrendering to the will of God. As I thought about it in my own life, it's so easy to say. You just do it. But when it actually comes down to the shoe leather, putting it into practice, how much harder it actually is, at least for me. Maybe some of you have it all figured out in life, I don't know. But when it comes down to it, it's sometimes the hardest thing we do is just simply to surrender to the will of God. I'll open it up. I want to hear from you. You don't want to hear that much from me this morning. I'll open it up. If you have something you'd like to share this morning, a testimony or prayer request, whatever it is, feel free to do that at this time.
I originally wasn't planning on being here this morning, but I know now why I'm here. Thank you for the message, John. That is something that I do struggle with, is commitment and then surrender. There's been many times in my life, and I think it's a guy thing. I think women have a much easier time to surrender than men do, just simply because we're fixers, we're doers, and that's something that I want to do better, is surrendering more to God and not trying to fix everything and just do it on my own will and my own power. So thank you for the message, John. Bless you for that.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, John, for the message. The phrase that keeps going through my mind is the story you talked about, Judas, 30 pieces of silver. Today, I'm sure that's still going through his mind, 30 pieces of silver. That's what it cost me. That's what it cost me to not reach heaven. And yeah, thank you. That's a conviction for me, because I think there's things in my life that I can, that I gotta go to God and say, I'm trading 30 pieces of silver for you. So thank you, John.
Amen.
Thanks for a message, John. Surrendering is definitely not something easy, but something I always think about is, nobody's very good at their first day at a job. And I think our job is, our life is like our job. So it's the first time I've ever raised up a family. And it'd be a lot easier, you know, if you could come back 10 years and correct your mistakes, know where to do things differently. But we're all going through this life for our very first time. And we have to continue to just follow the message. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. If you're done, then I'm done too. It's been a good morning to be here. Thank you, Jay, for the prayer time this morning. It was different, but it was good, and I enjoyed it immensely. Where can we go except to God in prayer when things get hard, when things get difficult? And to be honest, sometimes the last couple of weeks here, church life has felt a little bit heavy from time to time, between cancer things going on and, yeah, accidents and other things happening, and just a lot of things happening. And so it wears people out and it makes us tired. But in the midst of it all, we can take it to God. We can lay it down and we can leave it there, and we don't have to take it with us everywhere we go. So it's a wonderful reminder, and if we surrender to the will of God like we heard this morning, our life will be so much more blessed because of that. And we can do things and we can go places that we never imagined that we could by ourselves. So it's been good to be here. I'm thankful for everyone that's been here this morning. Why don't we stand? We'll have a word of prayer, And then maybe Lonnie, if you have a verse of a song, you all can consider yourselves dismissed after the song. God, we come before you one last time this morning. We thank you. We praise you for the opportunity to gather in your house and to worship and to fellowship with brothers and sisters. And we spent time in prayer this morning. God, we thank you for the avenue of prayer, for that ability we have to come to you and to just pour out our struggles and our burdens and our sorrows and cares. And we can just pour it out at the foot of the cross, and we can leave it there, and we can surrender it to you. Thank you also for the message that we heard, surrendering to the will of God. Do we love other things more than we love you? We heard so many different challenges and thoughts shared in the message this morning, God. I just pray that we would take it, we would apply it to our lives, and that we would grow and we would become stronger through what we heard this morning. So God, as we go from here, grant us safety on the roadways, and as we travel, keep us safe, God. And I pray that everything we do in the coming days and coming week would bring you honor and glory. We pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.